Welcome to Adulting 101, a guide to adulthood for young people by young people. I'm your host, Twyla Whelan, and today we'll be getting creative by looking at youth in creative industries. Do you remember attending a job fair while in high school? I remember the fairs I attended showcasing journalists, engineers, doctors, attorneys, and the list of traditional posts go on. But there seemed to be a shortage of info on positions such as creative and artistic directors, actors, photographers, graphic designers, recording artists, dancers, and cottage industry entrepreneurs. Getting a job in a creative industry is often seen as a second option or passion project, something for pursual after formal studies. But let's fast forward to today, where technology and social media are at the forefront of development and the emergence of what is known as the creative class, young people finding economically viable options through non-traditional channels. Before embarking on any career, we often seek guidance from our parents, right? Recording artist Diarana McIntosh, popularly known as Di Di, describes her experience before the decision to pursue music full-time.
Growing up in the Caribbean and having Caribbean parents, they're so strict on what is it that they want you to do. Is it a nurse, lawyer, this, that, that. So it's like I went from law to nurse to surgical nursing to business management and media communications, then branding, until I was like, you know what? I'm not happy and this is not what I want to do. And then I just like, it's just straight music.
So after deciding that you want to start a career in a creative industry, what's next? Well, head of Above or Beyond Job Bank and career counselor Leah Kim Samaj says the process is similar to what you would do if it were a traditional job. Not only are the characteristics of hard work, sacrifice, and dedication the same, but the thought process leading up to securing your career is also similar. Mr. Samaj says, before starting any career, there are questions young people should be able to answer.
And the first question I ask, where you want to live? Because there are students who find themselves living in Alaska, Argentina, Texas, because that's where the job took them, but they don't really want to be there. If it's not a question, RFI, how you want to live? Look at the lifestyle. So those kind of hard, practical questions, how you want to live, where you want to live. And then you start looking, all right, what's the viability of what you want to do, where you want to live? What's the projected viability of that 5 years from now?
Di Di, who is a Jamaican artist living in the United States, uses social media as one of the main drivers of her career. She says she developed her online persona to help promote her music and expand her fan base. She describes her experience working abroad and catering to the Jamaican market.
It's hard out there because once you make it in New York, you know, you can't make it anywhere else. But I don't think that it hurts. I think it's actually more beneficial being there, because you know, like when you live in Jamaica, it to me it's easier to get around and to meet with that DJ, talk to that DJ, get to promote your songs in the street and stuff like that. It's a whole nother ball game up there. Like if you don't have a team, it is going to be extremely hard.
Now, working in a creative industry and pursuing traditional interests are not necessarily mutually exclusive. Kristen Romans, owner of Chris's Coils, a handmade Jamaican jewelry company, is pursuing a law degree in addition to running her business full-time. Ms. Romans says careful planning has been the centerpiece to her formula for balancing her degree and her business.
Well, at first, I didn't manage, to be honest. I'm not a perfect person. I don't always follow my schedule to the T, but that's why it's important to have discipline. Discipline is your greatest weapon in life, whether you're a student, an entrepreneur, a career person, just whatever you do.
If you need help deciding how to chart your career path, your guidance counselor or tertiary institution's career counseling unit is a good place to start. You may also contact Above or Beyond Job Bank at 948-5627. Hey, thanks for listening to Adulting 101. I'm Twyla Whelan. Catch up with GIS on Insta at GIS Voice. Send us a tweet. Our handle is GIS News. Or you can check out our posts on FB, that's Facebook, at Jamaica Information Service. So, until next week, think, do, conquer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.